At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We'll get to a Wild Card Wednesday on Bills Bros in a second. Before that, plug for our friends in Holdridge. It's not second rate. It's not third rate. It's
first rate
egg. Full-service egg retailer. They offer everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. They've been around for 26 years in business. Always reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris. And tomorrow is the conference call. Is that right,
Tomorrow's the conference call. Also, they want to make it very clear that if you want to take the Amtrak train out to Holdridge, they'll pick you up and then take you out to the farm.
At 3 a.m.
At 3 a.m. and to talk business with you. And so they're
that's
available.
That's a development.
That's a development. That's something brand new. Now, they just started this program. Yes, it's the Amtrak program. They started that. Just take the train out there. They'll come pick you up anytime right there. Anytime they'll pick you up. It's about 3 a.m. They come. But yeah, they're like, yeah, we'll bring you out there. Let's spend a day out here in Holdridge. And I tell you what, if you want a vacation today, there should be some sort of a prize on the show. That is what you win is a day with Parker.
You're throwing a lot at us right now.
Yeah, we have a lot
at us. A day with Parker.
A day with Parker.
In Holdridge.
In Holdridge. He'll let you in one of the big trucks.
It sounds like a win-win.
It's a win-win for everyone. Take the train out. Spend a day out there.
Win for Amtrak.
And win for Amtrak. And just and you're promoting the state. And then all of a sudden, and then crop protection.
Cool.
Crop protection is what really matters. And again, 99.9% retention rate.
That is remarkable.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, they've been rolling.
It's really good.
Losing dead people is all you're doing.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's what it is.
Well, that's what you nailed it.
What happened to the Johnson farm? Oh, they died.
We lost them. We can't do anything about that.
We're out on that one. Right. Nothing we could do on that one. Thank you, Parker.
Thank you, guys.
If there's a living person,
yes.
they're retained.
They're retained.
They don't lose them. Yes. No way.
It is time on a Wednesday for Bills Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
this is going to be a bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for all your financial needs with a free consultation. Bill, it's a Wild Card Wednesday today.
I saw this going across the bottom of the screen yesterday, and I was like, whoa.
Scroll.
I'm taken back. Then I did my research on this. We go Wild Card Wednesday. I'm going to go back to football because tis the season.
There's the flip.
We'll get that done.
That's a good flip.
Wild card. Major change in college football staffs. Yesterday, everything changed. Everything changed in college football and their staffs yesterday.
What is going on that I don't know about, Bill?
The general manager will be the money manager, but he'll manage everything in several ways. And here's what happened. The Alabama, Courtney Morgan was retained. He came with DeBoer in USC. He was making $500,000 a year to be the general manager. USC wanted him to come back to USC. He's from Los Angeles. And they upped him to $825,000.
As the GM.
The GM position has that what happened yesterday will change the staffs of college football dramatically from this point on. In 2 years, there'll be at least 20 that make over $1 million. There'll be at least the general manager will make probably more than 40 to 50% higher than your position coaches.
Why is that?
Because the general manager now with everything that goes on, because before it's kind of like, I'm the GM. You say that 5 years ago. You were just kind of overseeing the team a little bit.
Football ops.
Yeah, football ops and overseeing the different things. This whole position is different because a couple things. So the general manager of an NFL team, he has to be the one. He's a salary cap guy. He's the understanding where everything goes. This general manager also has to be somewhat of a personality and a recruiter. He also has to be the one that works directly with the collectives and then directly with the head coach on how they want to go. Because all rosters now will be managed like an NFL team. So they're going to be managed in this fashion. Where is your money at? It's going to be in left tackles, pass rushers, quarterbacks. It goes all down the list. The places that have less value in general, it's sometimes it's offensive guards, safeties, corners, high value.
Corners, high value.
They're all there. Everyone is valued. Everyone has value. They have to play really good. I'm just telling you where the money goes. Is look at the draft.
I know. You're right.
So that's how it is. So they need someone. And this person now, and at the same time, they'll get fired very quickly. Before the GM was not on the cutting block. In the NFL, they are.
Every the NFL, yeah.
Just like the coach of the NFL. Like, no, the GM's out. He's out. That it's now different. Now, before the GM was a guy that just helped with the team. Now, now he's in charge of assembling the team.
Bill's ahead of the curve on this one, too.
This is what's going on right now. It'll be in 2 years, there'll be at least 20 making over $1 million. They'll make way more than your tight end coach will make. They'll make way more than the position. They won't make more than probably your O coordinator, D coordinator.
I think this in the Frost era, it was Sean Padden now. The man's name is Sean Padden. He is the general manager. I think this is whom you're describing. I think under Frost, it would have been Jared.
Jared would have been. Yes.
Jared Lambert.
Yes.
I would tell you, Bill, he was a general manager. He was heavily involved. Without Lambrecht, I mean, I'm just going to keep it at that. Lambrecht was extremely valuable. Anyway, keep going. This is fascinating. Ahead of the curve.
This will be a change. Everything has changed.
Wow.
And this
he's a million-dollar position now.
Also, they're going to have extreme football knowledge. When they're watching, when they're involved in the evaluation, everything that goes on with it, you know, why'd you pass on this person? Well, there was a couple flags that we were concerned about. There
general manager.
It was happening. Also, the general manager slash collective slash head coach, all the way down through the list, is that you also have to be able to act extremely quick. Because all of a sudden, in December, names are going into the portal, and there's going to be about a five-day window to figure out if he fits. Do you want him? Do we have a chance? There's all this stuff.
He's going to oversee that department then.
Yeah, it's a different setup
than
it will ever be. Everyone yesterday was very excited if you are, quote, the GM of a team. And right now, in most places, I would say probably 98%, the GM can walk around wherever they're working at. No one knows who they are. They don't know who they are when if they walked around downtown. I'm saying publicly.
Oh no, yeah, they wouldn't.
If they're at the mall, honor. They have no idea.
Sean Padden's.
No, they will now. They will know. They will know now who the GM is.
Who is the guy Riley brought in?
Billy Devaney.
God, Jake is amazing. Now here's the deal, Bill. I'll give you an example of now. This has been something that's evolving. Billy Devaney was a general manager.
Yes,
that's what he was. There was a point, Bill, when I went over and met with Billy Devaney, and he had a spreadsheet of the two deep, and he would answer questions about personnel. You know, Mike Riley would say, "Yeah, you can talk to Billy about that." Yeah. So it's been sort of evolving, but he wasn't $1 million. He wasn't a million dollar position.
Oh no, but that it's changed.
Yeah,
because the part before was when people you'd say
job.
When you're saying things like, okay, we need to have this, we need to have this. Well, you had to recruit them and you had to convince them to come there. You still have to be able to recruit and convince, but there's a different element now with money.
You have to oversee that.
And now you have a budget. Yep. You have a budget. We don't have an unlimited budget. And so you have a budget. It's going to be like, okay, where are we at? Well, what can we find for this amount of
Devaney
money?
Billy Devaney wasn't here when that was happening, but Jared was. Mm-hmm. And Jared was deeply in tune, entrenched with that NIL. Well, Jared started running it. Yes. I mean, he was running. He was the general manager. I always thought of him as the general manager. I almost found him more valuable than Frost in a lot of ways. I mean, he's more valuable to me.
because for information. He did that. Jared did a great job.
Oh, Jared was a great
communicator. But if you look at it, it's like, okay, where, if you say, if you look back, like I said before, if you look at the Frost slash Jared time here, and obviously the recruiting coach was a big part of this, was also was Mike Dawson. But just what did Sean talk about today? Who's heavily represented in the single digit numbers? Defense.
Yep.
All those guys were all here. They're all here. So when they came in, were all of them here?
I think
defensively they were.
I think all those guys. Everyone, I'm thinking about the guys right now. They were all here. Yeah.
Everyone was here. Because you went through Malcolm. You went through Malcolm, Tommy Hartsog, Hill.
Buford. Just starting secondary. Singleton, Buford, Gifford, Hartsog, Tommy Hill,
Butler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then Nash. Go to the linebacker, Butler.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And then go up front, Ty, Nash, and Bullock. Yeah.
So point being is job well done by those guys, because they've been developed more since they've been here, but they were here and then they were retained.
Job well done by Jared and Frost.
Well,
and Dawson.
And Mike and Dawson for recruiting him, being part, not all of them, but it was now a big part of it.
Jake, isn't that interesting to hear that?
It is.
Yeah.
Job well done.
It's important to hear.
You don't hear job well done by Frost very often.
And he didn't win enough games. So that's just what it is. So I'm not pushing back.
I know you're not.
The whole idea is that right now, everyone who was a GM got really excited yesterday when someone got a $325,000 raise.
Yes.
Now, they did. With big money comes expectations.
Pressure.
And
responsibility.
Also, and there'll be contracts. And here's what we have. Yep. And then also, if it doesn't go well, now you're going to have to be like that. It's like, because it's not just this, got this good guy, got this buddy of mine, he oversees the team. No, it's way different on
Who is Bill's guy? Tim Cassidy. He would have been like a general manager.
Tim Cassidy would have been an incredible general manager.
Knows the game,
been around everywhere, been a recruiting coordinator at Texas A&M and Florida. So he could have done what we're talking about. Tim's brilliant.
Yeah, and he has that general manager aura about him too.
Yes.
He's easy to respect.
Yes.
Well spoken, represents the program really well. If you pointed at him and said,
but accessible,
that's their general manager.
Yeah, accessible and puts you at ease.
Oh God, he's a great guy.
Yeah,
he's a big fan of yours. I think he's a breaker. I think he listens to the show.
He's now the general manager for Colorado State.
With Norvell.
With Norvell. He's doing it right now.
Cassidy is almost the quintessential general manager.
There should be, if there was a general manager symposium, he would lead it.
He could.
He would be the one.
If you went to the coaches convention
and said, we're going to have a general manager symposium, who's doing it? Tim Cassidy. There'd be 1,000 people in the room. And that's what it would be.
He has that way about him. He's very professional, but he knows the game really well. Not gruff.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I would not be. Tim always, he might feel like, he's like, I'm kind of at the end, more towards the end of my career, obviously. For him to be grabbed by someone really big next year wouldn't shock me.
God, I hope. Yeah, that'd be great
somebody,
for him.
Somebody really
big. He's still very vibrant.
Yes. So anyway.
Virile. He's virile.
The world changed yesterday.
That's good to know, Sim.
Yeah. I didn't mean that. But anyway.
The world changed yesterday.
Just please read your headline one more time.
The general manager will be the money manager. Major change in college football. Everything changed yesterday.
I like the pause.
It's a huge hit. Now, that is a very good headline.
It is. Courtney Morgan changed the world.
Everything changed yesterday grabbed me.
Yeah.
Everything.
And you've clicked the article, haven't you? That made you click. Yeah. Made you read it. Yeah. Way to go, Bill.
That was extraordinary.
Be shocked. 14 ACT.
I don't believe that.
I think it is.
There's no headline writing on the ACT.
That's why you would get a higher score.
You were in the 20s.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today is a wild card Wednesday also for the game show. It is athlete nicknames. You tell me, I'll give you the nickname. You tell me what athlete it is in a variety of different sports. 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the dig down, Sip and Bill in trivia today. Again, athlete nicknames are trivia today.
Could be Ofer, could nail them all.
Athlete nicknames.
It could just be home runs.
Curly Culp.
Nose guard for the Houston Oilers.
Yes. Arizona State.
I didn't even know that.
Arizona State. Yeah, well, Missing Tooth Greg did some research. He was a heavyweight wrestler for Arizona State. He did start his career with Google.
Remember, when you Google, that's just him. He's sitting in his basement answering questions.
He's a search engine.
What he is.
It's a compliment.
It is.
All right, well, we have on the phone Derek. Derek, how do you feel
about
athlete nicknames today, Derek?
Not that great, but you never know. Wednesday, guys, and I got a pulled hammy from a softball game last night, so it's going to be tough, but I'm ready.
Ooh, that's tough.
That is tough.
All right, Derek.
This is Derek on Highway 77.
I think it's Derek in a car, yeah. Derek on Highway 77. Yes. It's been a long time. Good to hear from you, Derek. Bill's a lifeline for Zip for one question, as always. Derek, first question to you. What basketball player was known as the Admiral?
I appreciate this one. As a Navy veteran, that would be David Robinson.
Brilliant.
Wow, Jake.
Correct. I didn't want them to be all difficult.
Thank you for your service, Derek.
Yes, thank you. Anchors away.
First question for you, Sip. Bills in play, down 1-0. What baseball player was known as Mr. Cub?
That'd be Ron Santo.
No! No, I tried to stop you. Hold it. Replay that. Did I not say no first? Late.
He was already in the middle of the answer. Don't say it, Bill.
That's not Ron Santo.
Do you want that or not?
Are you sure it's not Ron Santo?
Do you want that, Derek, or not?
Did you say Mr. Cub?
I did.
Oh, man. I can see him. Shortstop.
You don't have to take this.
Good job, Bill.
I'm not going to take it.
Bill, what was your guess?
Ernie Banks.
That would be correct.
Brilliant.
I tried to stop him. You just... I mean, that'd be like my 19... That's like Tom Chambers.
Yep.
Tom Chambers.
Steve Nash or Tom Chambers. It's not that one.
Is it a billion?
I don't think so.
That's unreal.
He just does the head shake. Oh. All right, 1-0 lead for the win, Derek. Your last question. What basketball player was known as the Big Ticket?
The Big Ticket. I'm going to say Dr. J.
That's hilarious.
Well, he was known as Dr. J.
Julius Serving was Dr. J.
Derek, you gave his name.
Thank you,
not,
Derek.
Not Julius Serving, we need Dr. J.
The Big Ticket?
Yeah, you don't have to take this. You're down 1-0. You don't have to take it.
Tell me it's... Okay, we're passing. Tell me it's not Sean Kemp.
It was not. Okay. He was the Rain Man. This is Kevin Garnett.
I didn't know that one.
Now for the tie, Bill is in play. You're down 1-0. Last question. What baseball player was known as Captain Video or Mr. Padre?
Oh, no.
This is for Sip and Bill. This is to tie it up. Bill's in play. Mr. Padre or Captain Video?
I'm just going to have to say Tony Gwynn.
Is it Tony Gwynn?
Brilliant!
Tony Gwynn.
Didn't even sign off on it, but that's good.
Is correct.
Thank you. Tony Gwynn.
This will go to you,
Derek. You couldn't get that from Mr. Padre.
I don't think so. I I was thinking somebody more recent.
This is for Derek and Mill and Simple. Go over under your number, Derek. What was Tony Gwynn's career batting average in Major League Baseball?
We'll get this.
For Derek.
I have a number in my head.
I'm one of the biggest Padre fans there ever was.
Oh.
Stationed in San Diego. Ooh. Chargers as well.
Okay.
His career batting average was 1 or 2 points shy. Well, I shouldn't tell you what it is. I'm going to say 322.
Over. Okay. Higher.
You going over 322?
Yeah.
Brilliant. 338, the number.
We dug 338.
Number. First career. 338. It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. I couldn't have done that in softball.
No, I could slow-pitch softball. Slow-pitch softball. There's no way I'm hitting 300.
338. Derek, we get your bagel and a coffee. Thanks for calling in and calling
Mark
in down the road.
Mark that one up there, Ben.
Nice try, Derek.
Big win, Bill.
Big win. We came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Santos.
I'm going to start calling you Big Win Bill.
Big Win Bill.
That was good.
He took it from you without even asking with Mr. Padre.
Got Padre. That was good.
You okay with that?
Top 100.
It worked
out. Well, he also took Santo without concurring with me.
He says, no!
No. I tried to stop it.
Ron Santo. He became the voice of the Cubs. Or one of the
voices. So he should be Mr. Cub then? Is that why?
Yeah. Hey, one time I was listening to him. It was funny. It was a funny moment. Ron Santo. I didn't listen to a lot of Cubs games, but it was just during the course of a, you know, long season August game, and there was a point in the game where he looked down and said, "Oh my God, we got the bases loaded."
He's locked in, baby.
Right. He's damn right. We do.
We got the bases loaded.
Wow. He's locked in.
That hasn't been happening very much.
The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.